Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from the Mission every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. If you'd like to hear a really good show, be sure to check out Sufficient Grounds, playing also on Sunday, starting 10 a.m. Following that, The Stranded Playlist by Marco Middlesex.
What's that expression, you know, the best thing about hitting yourself over and over again in the head with a hammer?
No.
How good it feels when it stops.
Oh, my. Is that this radio show for our listeners?
That's set, for sure.
You didn't do Gojira. That was a really slow set.
Yeah, it was.
Closing it out, something that
with
I offered.
With two multi-platinum bands in there.
Which you hate. Not a band. Billie Eilish stands on her own.
No, I didn't even count her. I was counting Toad the Wet Sprocket and Counting Crows.
Toad the Wet Sprocket is from an era bygone.
Yeah, with their one hit, which was that.
No, there were three. They had three.
Yeah, that's what Garrett was saying.
I digress. Anyway, we closed it out.
But to call back, we'd like to thank Rocker Smooth, who chimed in that the Jimi Hendrix song is from Electric Ladyland, which is the one Hendrix album I don't have. So, yeah.
Have you been to the studio?
No, I have not. Walk past it.
DJ Rocker Smooth is another fantastic friend of the show. I'd love to thank him for listening.
Coming up at 6 after Cheap Hooch, we'll be back live in studio today. And also, if you have input, our chat room works again.
Oh, don't encourage that, but we're so happy it does work.
Yeah, wow, the chat room works again. There's actually been a lot of nuts and bolts behind the scene improvements to our website. I'd like to thank Mauro, who's from, what's it called? Freaks to the Front on Saturdays from noon to 2. Great new program.
Just want to give Italians their due.
Okay.
Closing out that regrettable set, that was The Counting Crows with God of Ocean Tides. Before that, something I really enjoyed, the Teskey Brothers. I hope it didn't get buried in that set.
That was the best thing in
Oceans of Emotion. And if you, as I do, I tend to preview what I listen to on YouTube. The video, frankly, is incredibly moving.
Okay.
Just Oceans of Emotion by the Teskey Brothers. Before that, Billie Eilish, Ocean Eyes. This woman and her octaves, I think, are worth playing every time that I can. I know you don't prefer her. That's fine.
I like Billie Eilish. I think there's plenty. She is well served in other arenas, other radio stations.
Than ours.
Yeah.
But she should be included when she's topically correct.
Okay.
Opening up the set, something you hated, but something that I grew up with loving in the Sunset District. It was Walk on the Ocean by Toad the Wet Sprocket.
If you change the channel, please come back.
It wasn't Gojira change the channel worthy. It was like boring, slow change the channel worthy.
Okay, you got to roll out this hate for Gojira.
Yeah, Gojira's actually pretty good.
Okay, it was
and
just
not
that
only
one
that,
song.
But it's also very appropriate for the curated catastrophe. So I don't understand what catastrophe. I don't get why.
I'm just saying he can't play it because I already played it.
Right, but like did you really get a lot of hate from that? Like what? Like
he screamed a little bit, and that
a little bit.
Troubled her.
It troubled both of our regular listeners, such that we went from like this number to like 2-0.
Anyway, so shall we continue? Shall we continue that trend?
What are you gonna do?
Apparently, this is a cover song.
Okay.
I was looking for a cover of that Led Zeppelin song.
Oceans.
And I failed there. All I found was terrible bar bands covering it in bars.
There's so many.
Shitty sounds. So
many.
I have a song for you.
Okay, well, we'll look it up in the off season.
In a moment.
In the meantime, this is King Cajones on Radio Valencia.
FM. Cajones.
Titola. Waste time with a masterpiece, waste time with a masterpiece. You should be wrong with me, you should be wrong with me. You're in a fantasy, you're in a fantasy. Which moves so carefully, it's time to be dangerously. We'll be right back.
stupid friends. I have stupid friends. And, went down to Mexico recently with a couple of them, and one of them almost drowned in the ocean. Don't feel bad for him. It was his fault. 100% his fault. We got down to the beach. There was a sign that said, rip current, do not swim in the ocean. Me and my other friend are like, hey, let's not swim in the ocean. And then the other friend's like, hey, I'm in the ocean. And he's like, whoa. And immediately got taken out by that rip current. And then he yelled for us to help him. Why do you think we're going to go swimming now? What? We weren't going to go swimming before. I'm not a stronger swimmer now that you're in danger. I get it that, like, warning signs in America, you don't always have to take them at face value. Maybe one person, one time, hurt themselves. If there's a warning sign in Mexico, thousands of people have died. That is, you know how much it takes for them to be like, we should really put up a warning sign. I can't sue anyone. There's no lifeguard on the beaches.
Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. That was my set of ocean-related songs, many of which were new to me, some of which were new to me anyway. We finished things off with The Cruel Sea from 1963 by the Dakotas. That was produced by George Martin.
That was a great
the
song.
The fifth Beatle. It was later covered by The Ventures as the B-side to Walk, Don't Run.
That's as close as we get to the Beatles on this episode.
George Martin, that's pretty freaking close.
I'm just saying. I mean, in terms of songs.
I'm still under the weather, excuse me. That was Cruel Sea by the Dakotas. We heard My Friend Almost Died in Mexico. I don't even know who the stand-up was on that. Doesn't matter.
Which is funny because NR just mentioned going to Mexico City.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
don't go swimming in the river current.
We won't go swimming in the river current.
We heard Heaven Alive by Ocean's Eyes, who are from Manchester. They were sort of a post-rock band. Oh, you'll like the... Their description of themselves. What they call it? Prog death indie.
Oh God, that's so many words together.
Yeah,
is it even hyphenated?
But they were progressive death indie is what they call themselves. But they were, I mean, they're like kind of a post rock band. They toured with Cave In, so they kind of went in with
progressive
that.
Death.
No
indie
death indie. Progressive death indie, which is not really a genre. That was why it's funny. We'll kick things off.
Only
with,
you know the difference, dude.
Anyway, yeah, band's called Ocean's Eyes. They're from Manchester, England. And we kick things off by Cake with a cover of Cake by the Ocean, which I have no idea who that's by.
And I can't
I've never
even
heard
believe
it before.
Maldoror, one of the things I was going to say about the songs that we weren't going to hear was that we were not going to have any Cake by the Ocean.
Was
and
it a
I
big
can't
hit?
Believe I. Yeah, it was kind of a big hit.
Yeah, I'd never heard it before until I found that cover by King Cojones.
But I really did. Like, I rehearsed to some degree, you know, while I'm driving to come see you for the pre-production meeting. I do, like, think about what I'm going to say. And one of the things was No Cake by the Ocean.
By somebody. I have no idea.
But they have, like, capital letters and, like, numbers.
Oh, yeah, it's like DNCE or something.
So. Yes.
Or DRMK.
You do know.
Well, I looked at the video after downloading the cover. I was like, what's the cover of?
You
it's like,
know.
Oh, some, I don't, yeah, whatever.
Anyway, pretty decent because you chose a cover that had horns.
Yeah, it's a ska cover by King Cojones.
I'm going to say, you know, Grande Cojones.
You'll allow it?
I'll allow it. Oh, thank you for appealing to me. That felt so good. I don't think that's ever happened on the show. Make note, what's the timestamp? NR, quick, somebody look.
This is 3:17.
I'm going to play this back on a week that was. The one time that Maldoror... Yeah.
To you.
Yes.
It happens now and again.
He's so sweet.
You'll want to stay tuned for the Cheap Hooch radio extravaganza.
Because certainly they'll be playing better music than I'll be playing in my third set.
I saw them putting together some vinyl before I left my home studio. So they expect some vinyl.
Nice.
New releases and things. You'll want to stay tuned for that. The taqueria across the street closed early.
Prematurely.
They could be just bummed out from the sports ball loss of yesterday.
That was a murder.
Yeah, but the week before when they won, it sounded like there was artillery going off down here for like 40 minutes. And last night there was like, pip.
Yes.
Yeah. Some people with sparklers.
They're like, it's my child's birthday. It's not that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a spanking.
Yeah, it sucked. I don't even care.
But we don't even care.
But I watched it anyway while also reading a book.
Dude, I kind of lied to my neighbors. I think I told you. Like, I went out front to weed. I had it queued up on the radio. I was going to listen to it. He was like, yeah, you're gonna watch the game. He's all decked out with his best friend. He's like, this is my friend Ernesto. I was like, you both look like San Francisco 49er people. You don't look like him. But, I lied to him. I was like, yeah, I got it queued up. I didn't listen to it that long, Maldoror. And I was like, we're done. This is not that interesting, so.
Yes, I was reading a breezy murder mystery instead.
And that's what people are doing right now during the show. King Rat is not happy with us. NR is on their phone. We're all done.
Well, shall we re-engage them with your next set of awesomeness?
I'm not sure that's going to work. We can give it our best effort. Opening up the set, it's Bronze Radio Return. We'll hear something classic by Pearl Jam. And then a couple of other things that Maldoror is going to want to back out of pretty quickly.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Everything about oceans. Owen.
And NR has a request, too. They'll be coming up sometime in the remainder of the hour.
Okay, well, if we need to interject in something that is just impalatable or intolerable here on The Cure to Catastrophe.
I'm not sure how palatable the interjection is going to be. I know the band. I don't know the track, but I've seen the band. And
it's
Jesus.
A perfectly serviceable techno track.
All right.
But not that. Just this. It's Bronze Radio Return, Broken Ocean, on The Cure to Catastrophe.
RadioValencia.fm.
When the roof falls in, the sky begins to pour, and all the ground erodes away with rushing water. And the tide comes in and swallows up the shore, and all the land disappears. We walk no longer. Lots of innocence.
sense when we get judged in every way. Stop the splashes, stop the splashes.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.fm. We are joined in studio by NR. Also, Island Girl just joined us. Woo. Make sure to stay tuned for Cheap Hooch Radio. That was so great, Maldoror. You just hit the microphone with your face. It was amazing. I'm sorry. That was great. Also, NR's here.
Island Girl brought a stack of vinyl to check out.
And you whipped your head away so fast. Also, can we comment on Island Girl's bag? Her bag that's carrying the vinyl?
What does it say?
It says, "Bitch, please, I'm from San Francisco."
Hell yes!
Closing out that set, we heard from Stick Figure. That was Edge of the Ocean, a song that I have found, based on its comments, are frequently played for people that have passed away.
That was the Quaalude reggae thing we closed out with?
Yes, exactly. Also, It should be noted that this is the season of Dead Mom.
Okay, noted.
Passed away on the 15th, but also more importantly,
we got 3.5 hours or an hour and a half into the show, hour and 34
so well.
Minutes.
I did so
for mentioning
well.
Dead Mom.
Yeah, it's true. And also, you failed to show up with the Dead Mom drop as of yet, and are shaking their head
right.
Like. And so we're going to have some illusion, some like 2 second song.
It's time
every time
for,
I mention
Dead Mom.
I'm going to mention Dead Mom because I can't really go through them. An episode without mentioning it. That
so is
said,
there like a Grace Jones song somewhere in there that can
there's
like
a Chuck Berry carol. He scream shouts her name, and
Little
it's
Richard,
delightful.
Like,
okay, hold on, let me back.
Is
notes.
There some like
yeah, let's finish
proto center situation happening here?
Stick Figure, if we're going to talk about those that passed away,
Sinners was robbed at the Golden Globes. By the way,
what?
Robbed. I didn't think it was
robbed.
I really enjoyed it, but I didn't think it was as good as everyone else did.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's just it's a better version of Dusk Till Dawn, but it's the same movie as Dusk Till Dawn.
Welcome to shit.
We cannot be friends anymore.
What?
I enjoyed it.
How dare you? Dusk Till Dawn is schlock. It is
so
schlock.
So is Sinners.
No, it's not.
It was
not.
Fun. It was fun as hell.
It is not schlock.
It's a vampire movie in the self.
It is an amazing film layered with culture and references and great script. It's fucking amazing.
The music scene is amazing.
Dusk Till Dawn might as well have been a Roger Corman movie.
Yeah, but it's got Selma Hayek in it. It's her screen debut.
Hot. I mean, sexy doesn't mean it's not schlock.
But it does a thing where halfway through it turns into a vampire movie. And you're like, oh, shit, I thought this was like a heist caper movie. And Sinners did the same thing.
No, yeah. No, it didn't.
Anyway, it's good. It just I didn't like it as much as everyone else did. There's something. Oh, but you know what was very good was The Secret Agent. I really liked that. It was beautiful.
And that one did win for Best Foreign Language.
Oh, yeah.
And it did win for Best Actor.
Oh, good.
I don't know that that's going to happen at the Oscars, but we'll see.
What's funny is I watched that, and then I immediately saw him in something else like schlocky, like a Chuck Norris movie or something. I forgot what it was.
You watched 3 Chuck Norris movies.
I did.
We'll talking to our
speaking of schlock.
I watched A Force of One, Delta Force, and another one.
You know, I think he was like the only action star that didn't make it into The Expendables.
Yeah, I think he's holding out for more money. But
How did Maldoror go into the? Isn't he highly Christian related?
Oh, he's jingoistic right wing dick.
And that's what you chose to ingest.
Well, no, I get up and the El Rey Network is on. Speaking of Dusk Till Dawn, owned by Robert Rodriguez, and frequently I will just put on whatever schlocky action movie, which is why I watched American Ninja 3, the Blood
sure, that's
Oath
why.
Or something.
All right, so clearly he's binging Chuck Norris, so he has absolutely no proper filter for Sinners.
I
understand now.
I also watched Yojimbo, which was fucking fantastic.
What?
Yojimbo, it's a Japanese samurai movie. It's a Kira Kurosawa. It's every shot in that is like an Ansel Adams photograph. It's so good. But yeah. I also watched Jupiter Ascending, which was crap. I watched a bunch of garbage movies because I was sick. I watched Airplane 2, which I didn't remember because I've seen Airplane a million times. And like,
that was, I mean,
Airplane 2
why?
set on a space shuttle, and I like completely
because
forgot everything about
Chuck
it.
Chuck Norris, because
clearly
not that.
I need to send you a list.
You hijacked my back announce.
Oh, sorry.
No, the part of the reason is no one cares what we just listened to.
Nope.
It wasn't that good of a set.
Uh-uh.
So should I just mention the thing that we opened with, which was the only decent thing that we played in that set? It was Bronze Radio Return with A Broken Ocean.
Yeah, that was all right.
Okay. Also, Stick Figure, I just want to say people play that for those that have passed away.
Okay. People also play that Somewhere Over the Rainbow by that Izzy... Brother Izzy guy.
Maldor, have a heart. Their tour dog died this month, like a week ago.
Brother Iz? He's been dead for a while.
No, Coco the tour dog.
Who are we talking
with
about?
With Stick Figure's dog. Stick
Who the
Figure's
fuck is Stick Figure?
They're white people that do reggae. I thought you might know them.
Do reggae?
Yes, apparently they do. Apparently anyone can do anything now, and everyone is everything all at once.
So,
all like, at the same time.
In the same way Sublime is the world's biggest ska band, and they're a bunch of
They're all dead now.
Well, only one of them's dead. The rest of them are touring as Sublime with another guy.
Yeah, but it's fake. Anyway,
with
Coco.
The son of the dude.
Coco the Rome. Tour dog died. Why don't you care? 15 years with a tour. I feel like this is a big deal. It is a big deal. They inspired a children's book, this little dog. It was an Australian Shepherd and a Golden Retriever mix, if you were wondering.
That wasn't.
And the dog has a foundation. But in lieu of giving a donation to the dead dog, I think you should go to RadioValencia.fm and find the PayPal button. That's on the right-hand side of the page. It's blue. It's big. You can't miss it. Have enough money.
But tune in to Curated Catastrophe every week to talk about dead moms, dead dogs.
Yes.
It's a toe-tapping good time.
In fact, it is.
Please give generously.
RadioValencia.fm. PayPal button on the right.
We're going to listen to NR's request now. This is the Curated Catastrophe.
On RadioValencia.fm.
never sees again to the lonely sea and the sky, and all I ask is a tall ship and a star to steer her by, and the wheels kick and the wind's song and the white sails shaking, and a grey mist on the sea's face and a grey dawn breaking. I must go down to the seas again, for the call of a running tide is a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied, and all I ask is a windy day with white clouds flying and the flung spray and the blown spume and the seagulls crying. I must go down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's way and the whale's way, where the wind's like a whetted knife, and all I ask is a merry yarn from a laughing fellow rover, and quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick's over.
I was told to contact you within 24 hours. No, sir, I haven't been getting any trouble. No, sir, I haven't been drinking. No, sir, I wouldn't even think about leaving the state.
Na-na-na-na-na-na. Captain, may I have a word with you?
No.
It's an emergency, sir.
Come back when it's a catastrophe.
It is.
Very well.
It is a catastrophe.
This is RadioValencia.fm.
You're back in time. It is the catastrophe. Curated catastrophe.
We got a few more minutes.
We'd like to thank NR for joining us in studio today.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Nice
yes.
to see you.
Lovely to see you. Thank you for contributing, as always, to shit that Malware watched that we didn't really need to hear about.
I still have to watch Invasion USA, because that's allegedly the best one.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Of the Chuck Norris Oonqua.
We are about to get out of the Oonqua. Get out of the way for Cheap Hooch.
We heard Booby Trappin' by David Holmes from the Ocean's 11 soundtrack.
Thank goodness.
And we heard Sea Fever by John Macefield. I don't know who read that, but I will put it on the podcast because I just couldn't see it on the computer. And then we heard Icy Water by Psychic TV, a request from NR. That was the sort of techno thing. I confess I did not pay attention to Psychic TV once they went all techno, but they're also credited with perhaps inventing the term acid house.
Really?
And they put out a bunch of fake compilations that to try and promote acid house music. Which I
remember when I found acid house. I was in Philadelphia. It was like 1997.
Okay.
Is that late?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
acid house happened in 1989. So
oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Okay.
Yeah, that was the summer of love in England.
Yeah, Dave Allen of Gang of Four also had a record label called World Domination Records.
Yeah, Shriekback was on it, so was Killing Joke for one record.
Yeah, they also did a bunch of techno house and acid house.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone was doing it back then.
Yep.
And by it, I mean ecstasy, MDMA. Molly, as the kids call it today.
No, oh, it was the factory, baby.
Well, yeah.
Showed up late.
Well, yeah, you were like 10.
So that's why I showed up late.
So this has been the Ocean episode for no particular reason, except we picked a theme out of a hat, and by the hat we mean off the internet, random theme generator.
But your random theme generator kept suggesting things, which to me...
Isolation.
Isolation was
dull
one.
Knives.
Dull knives. Super interesting. What the fuck?
Like how are you supposed
dull to... knives as a topic, as a theme.
Yeah, let's quick think of any songs about dull knives.
They're pretty pop.
But Oceans
What's
was
that
one
Japanese...
of them.
Like, girl band.
Shonen Knife?
There was like another one. Baby something.
Baby metal?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. tangent.
Right. Not a topic we'll be exploring.
Mind. Okay, well.
Stay tuned for Isolation.
Yeah, we're going to get out of the way for Cheap Hooch, who definitely have a more cohesive show than we do. Probably.
This was pretty good.
Well, we'll let the audience be the judge
NR,
of that.
God damn it. Stop with that plastic. What are you doing? Damn it.
thanks to the pasta company, whatever they're called, next door, the pasta store.
The $75 loaf of ciabatta that everyone is enjoying.
It's very good.
It is good.
It's fresh.
Worth every pound of flesh.
We're going to get out of here. This is Lush with the track Ocean from their classic Spooky.
Thanks for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday on
Radio Valencia.
FM.